I was just looking up Holy Cross Baseball because, you know, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, yeah, I had already looked them up.
Oh,
today,
had you?
As a matter of fact, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what are they called? The Crusaders.
Crusaders,
right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Purple and white.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's it. So have we looked at, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got any Texas guys on there?
Yeah,
they do.
I haven't looked that closely.
There's a guy from Flower Mound, Texas on there.
There.
See,
right,
they
there
by Dallas.
Yeah. When they recruited him, they probably said, hey, we'll take a trip down back home.
So yeah, yeah, get you
the family can see you play. Yeah.
Actually, they're opening the season.
Yeah, 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 I had that.
Yeah, no, that's,
I'm guessing it's probably a little chilly where they
yeah.
are.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I guess they probably play their first few games on the road.
Yeah,
not?
No,
they're
yeah.
not in Baston. Where are they exactly? Man?
They,
Worcester.
Yeah.
Worcester.
No,
Worcester.
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 Worcester. I know it's spelled like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worcester.
Okay. It's yeah. spelled like a three-syllable word, yeah. but it's Worcester.
Worcester. Yeah.
Worcester.
It's really Worcester.
Okay.
They play Columbia. They play Columbia.
Golly.
And they play
there's an aggregate IQ between those, you know,
hey,
two teams.
They play Harvard and Dartmouth, too.
Oh.
And I think Army is in. Yeah.
I'm surprised Dartmouth has a baseball team.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that story?
Yeah, you told me about going to a baseball game at
Dartmouth.
Yeah,
baseball at Dartmouth. Dartmouth and Harvard. Saw them one day. It's like on a Friday at Dartmouth and on Sunday at Harvard. Yeah, that's kind of. It's a little different. They play a slower brand of ball up there.
Yeah.
Plus, I think on that Friday it was sleazy.
Boy, Johnny's blazing it in
Harvard.
There at 79. Yeah, well, look at that. Yeah, he's
that's right.
Boy.
All right.
Harvard won 4.3 to pie.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, look, when they stand out of the batter's box and they're looking around the field trying to figure the angles, I mean, they are looking around the field trying to figure the angles, okay? They've got that. But anyway,
I
want to go back to this College Station book for just a minute.
Okay.
I mean, we had a little fun with it this morning, but I seriously don't quite understand why the city is spending $10,000 on this. First, if you want kind of like a history and a picture book, there's this Arcadia Press that has done books all over, certainly the state of Texas and maybe other states too, and you can see them. They have one for Bryan. They have one for College Station that you can buy. You can see them at drug stores. There's a local toy store that sells them, in fact. But, I mean, that's not why I'm talking about this. But, I mean, you can find them for Houston. You can find them for Dallas, Fort Worth. So if you want, like, picture books with some history, that's there. If you don't, if you really want to take a serious effort and do a book about the 75 years of College Station, then why did you cut back the department that was doing that in the city in the first place? Why did you decide that you wanted to cut that budget and that was money that you could spend someplace else? And then you're going to have an author and you're going to spend $10,000 for this author to write a book about the history of College Station? And again, I think, at least based on the comments I've heard, I got to agree with Jess Fields. Has there been a giant outcry? Has there been an outpouring of desire for a book about 75 years of College Station? And I say all that to say, and I have personally and through my company supported the history of College Station. I personally and through my company have done that because I believe in it. I think it's important that you do maintain your history. And as long as you have people who are still alive, who are older than this city, it is important to capture that history. But I think you do it orally. I think you do it visually. Putting a book together, let some other enterprise do this. This is not a city's job. This is not what you should do as a city. Capture the history. Again, I believe in it personally. But don't put city dollars toward that effort. Not in that particular way.
You're such a killjoy.
I am. Hello?
Hey, Scott. I know you guys have really supported the history of this city and supported preserving it. I think that the reason there hasn't been a public outcry for this book is because the city has not allowed the Historic Preservation Committee to come before the council and do their reports and updates on what they have accomplished and what they need to accomplish.
Well, they may not. I don't know. But and again, Bryan, take note. Bryan is an older city. I mean, I don't know. I'm a geek for it. I will certainly admit I'm a geek for it. I love looking at old pictures. I just think it's the coolest thing in the world. And again, if you have people who are alive that are older than the city, capture the history with them. Let them tell the stories of College Station. Let the people in Bryan tell the stories of Bryan. Let the people tell the story. Hey, I just saw, okay, I'm switching gears.
Okay.
Story, one more story on Jeremy Lin, okay?
Oh, we're going back to the NBA.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay, now, a Jeremy Lin card was bought last week. It's one of these Panini cards. Is that what they're called? Packaged in its original packaging. Uh-huh. A guy bought it for
I love paninis. That sounds good for lunch.
He bought it for $1,000 and sold it last week for $21,000.
Hey, that's a good investment.
That's your ROI right there. That's not bad. That's not bad. $21,000. Again, he'll be part of the big NBA weekend
because he's a
future star
of
the NBA. Okay, you boys ever had one of those five-hour energy drinks? Five-hour energy drinks?
I never imbibed.
But you've seen them.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can't miss the commercials.
Exactly. The commercials are everywhere. Uh-huh. They're probably on by the checkout stand of every liquor store in America. Certainly a lot of convenience stores, and it's a little, 2-ounce thing?
Yeah, 1 ounce. Really.
Is it okay? Mm-hmm. No, what did you give for it? Do you remember?
It's like $3? $3, $4, $5.
Yeah, something. Like that. It's not cheap. What if I told you that the person behind 5-Hour Energy is a former Buddhist monk? Forbes magazine has done a story on this guy, and he's really kind of been below the radar. He's 58 years old, lives in suburban Detroit. His name is Manoj Bhargava. Manoj Bhargava, that is his name, really. I'm not making that one up. Basically, he was born in India, but his parents moved to the United States when he was a child so his father could pursue a career in the plastics industry.
Plastics, Ben.
Yeah. The dream.
Exactly.
The dream.
That's it. After dropping out, Dustin
Keep
Hoffman
alive.
About that. Yeah. After dropping out of college after 1 year, worked hard to get into, I believe it was MIT. And he said, I don't do this.
And I'm sure Dad was proud.
You bet. Sure. He returned to India, where he became a member of the Hanslok Ashram Order and lived the lifestyle of a Buddhist monk for 12 years. Hmm. Even though he eventually returned to the U.S. to pursue his own career, he spends an hour a day in a basement practicing silent meditation. This drink has a 90% share of the energy market, energy shot market. 90% share. Sales of between $1 and $2 billion last year.
Goodness.
I mean, and again, I was telling the guys off the air because I'd heard a story about it. Discovered 8 years ago in San Diego, the guy went by some booth where they were using this 5-hour energy recipe. It was in a larger quantity. He said he took a slug of it. About 30 minutes later, he said, hey, this stuff really works. And what it is like massive, massive amounts of more than your recommended daily allowance of vitamin B6 that jazzes you up. Doesn't really have a lot of caffeine, doesn't really have a lot of sugar in it. But, again, at $3 a pop or more, and just sitting right there. And again, I've never had one, but apparently they can become reliant on them. How's that?
It's psychological, just like anything else. You know, if you think you need one, well, I've got to have one. So
yeah, knock that thing back, and you're feeling.
Wash it down with a pot of coffee and a Red Bull. Yeah. You're good.
Hello.
Hey, I want to say really quick that these 5-hour energies I read in the book, they actually have more caffeine than a Red Bull in them.
Well, and more than Red Bull, but they don't have more than for instance, a regular Starbucks coffee. And again, Red Bull went after them and could not steal their market share. I mean, and that's Pepsi, is that right? I don't know who owns Red Bull. Maybe it's somebody else. But again, a big company, and he was able to stave them off. So I mean, again, what was I doing 8 years ago? Well, I was doing a radio show.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, wow, just really amazing. And again, between $1 and $2 billion, and it's basically a privately owned company. He owns basically all of it. And he's worth all right.
He's doing okay.
But again, it's America, right? It's America. Yeah. You can do that.
But does he feel sufficiently bad for his neighbor who may be downtrodden?
Well, if he heard Mrs. Obama yesterday, I don't think there's any doubt today he is feeling badly. Focus on the...